We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Sadi Beis, which is entitled Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos. We're learning the laws that pertain to Shabbos afternoon by Mincha. And the first Sif says that Moitzian Sefer Torah V'Korin Shlosha Nashim. So when it comes to the Mincha by Shabbos, we have three aliyahs. We'll discuss the reasoning behind why we have a Torah reading then. Asar psukim at Parsha Haba. We're going to read 10 psukim at the very least, the upcoming Parsha. And then the Mechaber tells us, V'yafilu chal yom tov v'yos b'shabbos karim at Parsha Haba v'lo b'shal yom tov. That even if it would be also yom tov, Shabbos and yom tov, nonetheless, we don't do any reading on Shabbos Mincha, which pertains to the Yom Tov, but rather still that of Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, when it comes to not the actual Torah reading, but after the Torah reading, is there anything that's done? Namely, Kaddish. We know that there is a major difference between when it comes to, let's say, by Shacharis, that immediately after the Aliyahs, after the three Aliyahs, we have a Chatzi Kaddish. For some reason, when it comes to Shabbos Mincha, there is no Kaddish that's recited. The question is, why? Why don't we say the Kaddish then? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this reason. He says as follows. Shosha Noshim, B'mincha ein oimrim Kaddish al habim ul olam. We never, by Shabbos Mincha, will say the Chatzi Kaddish. Rak lifnei ha'omud kodim tefil shmon esrei. Rather, we wait until the Sefer Torah is put back. And then only afterwards the Chazan will say the half Kaddish, which will be right before the Shmon Esrei. V'koinami asefer Torah. Even though he's saying it not here, but he's saying it already, he moved already to the Amud, nonetheless it's also going on the laning, and that's suffice. The question is, so why don't we just say the Kaddish over here, right after the Torah reading, like we do on the morning? It says, D'i yomer miyad al habima, that if you would say the Chatzi Kaddish right afterwards, or Shabbos Mincha, in King lifnei ha'omud lo yomer kaddish, then you wouldn't be able to just immediately afterwards, after putting away the Torah, to say another Chatzi Kaddish before the Shmon Esrei. Why not? Ke'en b'meh l'hafsik bein ha'kaddish. You can't just keep saying a Kaddish and another Kaddish, Kaddish. There's going to be something in between of some substance, some significance, and only then is it sufficient, acceptable rather, to say an extra Kaddish. So in the morning, makes sense. You have the three Aliyahs, and then we can say a half Kaddish, and then we have Ashrei, we have Al Tzion, we have a whole lot of Tevilas that are said. So it makes sense that it's acceptable that one is able to say the Kaddish in the morning. But by Mincha, all you're doing is putting away the Torah and going straight to the Amud, so that's not enough of a break to be able to say a Kaddish. That's how it's explained. And he says in brackets over here, the Yahalulu, Pasuk Echadul Havi Hesek. The fact that you say this one sentence, the Yahalulu, the Chazan says it upon bringing the Sefer Torah back, that's not enough. He says, V'av she'omer mizmol Hashem ha'aretz, ein zem ikar hadin. He says that even if we do say extra paragraphs, that's not really, again, enough to have an extra Kaddish. So maybe you shouldn't say the Kaddish here, just say the Kaddish right after the Torah reading, and that would be enough, and then go straight, after you put away the Torah, just go right to Shmon Esrei. He says, no, we always want to have a Kaddish right before the Shmon Esrei, if possible. As we said, by the morning, there's more tefillos that are recited, Ashrei, L'mitzeach, etc., and therefore you could say the half Kaddish after the reading. And then there's an interesting halacha that emerges from this. He says, according to this, kishein sefer Torah b'shabbos b'mincha. What happens if, let's say, you're in a place you don't have a sefer Torah? So what do you do in that situation? Lo yomer rak pam echad kaddish acher asher uvol tzion. After asher uvol tzion, we know the Chazan says chatzi kaddish, and then we take out the sefer Torah. But if there's no sefer Torah, then the Chazan should only say the chatzi kaddish once, and that's it. Upasik v'anit filasi yomru oz kodem kaddish. You would still say the sentence v'anit filasi kedeshli he hesek bein kaddish l'tfil. But again, in the event that there is no sefer Torah, you would not say the kaddish more than that one time. Now, brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, what happens then if, let's say, there is no sefer Torah, you daven mincha, And then only afterwards the Sefer Torah comes. So now, what is the din? So it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos as follows. You can imagine it's a machlokas, and in fact it is. Nim kibul Sefer Torah achar tefilas hamincha. If let's say you already daven mincha, and again there is no kaddish, that we just said the regular, that one kaddish by the chazan. So now you have a Sefer Torah and davening mincha is over. So the question is, should you lay in it all? So yesh omrim, there are actually those that say, such as the Ishel Abraham, he says, She'ein likros oz b'torah. Once you lost that opportunity, it has to be said at the proper time. And if you didn't say it before the Shemona Esrei, you didn't have the leanings, that's it. So you lost that chance. Afal bi shebashabbos b'boker mutter b'dievel likros achat tefilas mosav. Says that when it comes to Shacharis, for whatever reason, we're more lenient, and obviously there's more of a requirement to hear an entire parsha by Shach in the morning, and therefore, if let's say you didn't have a Sefer Torah during the day in the morning, and you come across one later on after you finish Musaf, you can definitely, everyone holds you can lane afterwards. But when it comes to by Shabbos Mincha, there are those that say no. That you, once you've already done Mincha, it's too late. You don't lay in anymore. Also on Monday and Thursday, it's only by Shabbos Mincha we have this exception. We call Malkom Acher Tfilas Mincha Aser. The Yesh Cholkin, and as I said, there are those that disagree. It's brought down the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch like this. The Sobrim Shim is Spal Mincha below Sefer Torah. If there was no Sefer Torah, nonetheless, the Acher Chatfila, after the davening Bolehem Sefer Torah, the Torah comes about. Korinbo v'amim chatzi kaddish achar kriya. He says, not only after you finish mincha you can lane, but even after the laning, in that situation, Taki would say a half kaddish after the reading.